hits it on the outside corner for strike number two, and it drops out of the glove of Tyler Smith. And the count now 1-2. Parker looking to do damage. Really just needs to put anything into play. Looking for RBIs number 3 or maybe even 4 of the game. He can pick up a hit. 1-2 count. It's outside for ball number 2. Now 2-2. On the season, Parker has 6 RBIs through this being his 11th game. Has a 2-2 count. Bases are loaded with nobody out. Pitch on the way home, and he sends a fly ball down the left field line, but hooking foul towards the inflatable. And count remains 2-2. Very nice concourse area here at Madison, where they've always got different activities right down that left field line. And got a couple of inflatables over there. 2-2 count on the way coming home. This one's a high grounder over to third base. Could be 2. 5 unassisted on the bag. Throw back to first is in time, but it does drive in a run. A double play there allows Chris Diaz to score. And Mason Onyade out at third base. Madden Akko is over to second. Eric Parker out at first. So a double play as it goes 5-3, and it brings up Andre Meduño to the plate and an 8-0 ball game in the top of the sixth. Meduño up for his fourth time today. Got a runner on second with 2 outs. Meduño, the right-handed hitting DH, swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1. It's a righty-righty matchup. And Meduño, his last time up, it was a big bases-clearing 3-RBI double in the fifth inning. That made it 5-0. Trying to do more damage. He's got a runner in scoring position. 0-1 count coming home from Capocci, and it misses low for ball one. Back to an even count, and Meduño this season has played in just 4 games, but he's picked up a hit in all 4. That includes this one. And he's been good at picking up RBIs as well. Entered today batting .444 on the season. He was 4-for-9 with 3 RBIs and 4 walks. Pitch to Meduño, misses outside for ball 2. It's now a 2-1 count. So Meduño, his on-base percentage entering today was .571, and he's reached 2 out of his 3 plate appearances so far. Trying to make it 3-for-4, but also just looking to send that runner over. 2 outs, 2-1 count. Pitch on the way to Meduño, comes inside, and that hits him. Hit by pitch, and Meduño is on for the 3rd time today. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with runners on 1st and 2nd. And 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. The Rafters have scored 3 runs in back-to-back innings, but looks like that is going to be it for Capocci. And Francesco Capocci, he only able to record 2 outs, and they make the call to the bullpen. And so a new arm checking in for the Madison Space Cows as Capocci's night is done. Capocci ended the game. He went 2/3 of an inning. He allowed 2 hits, 3 runs at the moment. He's got 2 runners of his on base, so could be more. Capocci also walked 3 batters, had no strikeouts, and he hit the 1 batter with a pitch. No balks from him, one wild pitch, and he faced a total of 7 batters on 33 pitches. So new pitcher into the game for Madison, and the Rafters hoping that they can continue to do the damage that they want against him. It's an 8-0 lead, and the Rafters, you know, they feel confident right now, but they felt confident in games before. Look, there's there's not a lot of ways to come back from 8-0, but if there was, Madison would find a way to do it because they are a very good team right here. And that's the thing. So you can't feel confident with any lead that you have. I was saying this earlier, and Andre Madunio's out there. He's running the base paths to make sure that he's all right, kind of checking with the training staff. And Madunio did suffer a hamstring injury a little bit earlier back in that second game of the season on June 8th, and that's part of the reason why he'd been kept out so long. He didn't return from that injury until yesterday. And so they're checking to make sure that he's all right out there, and maybe just also making sure that he stays hot. Madunio, I mean, he has been a huge piece to this Rafters squad, and you just love to see the effect that he has coming in and really kind of turning things around. And the Rafters yesterday dropping to the Mallards, but you look at the games where Madunio has been in the lineup, and it's been a lot of fun to watch those games, even if the Rafters have dropped them. They are 1-2 in games where Andre Madunio plays, but the first one that he played in against Green Bay was an 8-5 loss where they really kept it close there, and he had a big home run in the game along with another RBI. And in his second game, he went 2-for-3 with 3 runs scored and also had 2 walks. So he reached base 4 times in his second game, and last night, 1-for-3 with a walk. He reached twice. He's reached multiple times in every game so far. He's already reached multiple times in this one. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. now to the plate. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder, takes the first pitch away for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Clayton, 0-for-2 in the game. He reached back on a hit-by-pitch in the second inning. New pitcher in the game is Schuler. And Jace Schuler replaces Francesco Capocci as this one gets on into left field for Clayton, but Madden Acco will stay over there at third base, and the bases are loaded for the ninth batter of the inning as it's a single from Clayton, his first hit of the game. Sends Andre Madunio over to second, and Madden Acco over to third. Hiroto Kobayashi up to the plate. Right-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters. He's played a little bit of both of the corner outfield spots throughout the season, but been here ever since the beginning. First pitch to him is away for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Kobayashi, 1-for-3 on the game today. He singled back in the second, but his last time up, rounded out 1-3 in the fifth inning. This is his fourth time up at the plate. He's got runners on first, second, and third with two outs in the top of the sixth as this pitch misses low for ball number two, 2-0 count. The Rafters already up 8-0 here at the Duck Pond. First game of a doubleheader. We'll have some downtime in between these two games, hopefully, and get ready to go for the second game at 6:30. This one's hit towards shallow center field and a couple steps forward for the center fielder Noah Sheffield, and that does it for the sixth inning. But the Rafters are able to score some more. They add 3 runs in the inning on 3 hits, and while there weren't any errors in the inning, the Rafters did leave 3 on base. It's 8-0 heading into the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back with more. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Some good momentum for the Rafters right now. They've scored three runs in each of the last two innings, hoping to keep that rolling onto the defensive side. They have a shutout going into the sixth inning, and Jack Obrasky back out to work for his second inning. Obrasky threw just six pitches to record three outs in the fifth inning. He was looking good out there, although didn't record any strikeouts, didn't need to. And it brings up Mikey Bell to the plate to lead off the bottom of the sixth for the Madison Space Cows. 8-0 Rafters, and the first pitch from Bell is fouled down the right field line, out of play. 0-1 count, and Bell up for the third time today. He is 0-2. His last time up in the third inning, grounded into a fielder's choice. Previously struck out looking back in the first. 0-1 count on the way, hit up the middle over towards second base. It gets under the glove of a diving Mason Onyade into center field. So a leadoff single for the Space Cows, and it brings up Carson Hansen to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Jack Obrasky did a very good job in the fifth inning, kept that leadoff runner from scoring. Tyler Smith was a leadoff walk by Drew Thompson, and then Thompson came out of the game. So Thompson's final line, four innings pitched, no runs allowed on two hits, three walks, three strikeouts, had one hit batter, 17 total batters faced, and 69 pitches. First pitch to Carson Hansen, misses for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count from Obrasky, big breath, and he sends it over to first base on the pickoff attempt. Mikey Bell over there, so watching for him. And Obrasky, been on a hot streak here, not looking to end it, and throws it back over to first base one more time, trying to keep those runners where they're at. And, man, it's always tough to do so, but the Rafters have had a few caught stealings this season. They've got good defensive play from behind the plate as the first pitch to Carson Hansen misses inside. Sorry, the pitch number two, it's a 2-0 count. Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder for Madison. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Pitch coming inside here, and actually, no, it's going over to first base. Another pickoff attempt. Too many of these. Well, not too many of these. Keep him on the base. 2-0 count, and this time it misses inside, and got to worry about that batter at the plate before you worry about the runner on the base paths. Talking about the runner, Mikey Bell this season, batting .455, and so he's gotten plenty of time on base, but no stolen bases yet as this pitch misses for ball number four, a four-pitch walk that's back-to-back base runners aboard for the Madison Space Cows. Brings up Brock Lulowitz to the plate, but before that, a mound visit as Mike Spears will come out and talk with Obrasky. And Obrasky, you look at his recent run, and it's been good to say the least. Three innings pitched, scoreless his last time out. But prior to that, he also had been pitching pretty well also for the Rafters. He had a couple of good performances and kind of anchored the Rafters bullpen in games where they needed it to. Had back-to-back scoreless performances before that. He hasn't allowed a run since June 5th. This is his fourth appearance, so looking to keep that going along. over the last three appearances from him. Five innings pitched, just two hits allowed on three walks. Tonight, he's allowed just one hit and one walk over an inning and gets a swing and a foul tip from Brock Lulowitz to bring the count 0-1. And over those last three games, Obrasky also had six strikeouts in the five innings. Looks back to second. Now brings home the 0-1, and it's fouled back once again. 0-2 count to the left-handed hitting DH for the Space Cows. Lulowitz 0-2 on the game. His last time up, he struck out swinging in the fourth. Also grounded out 5-3 in the second inning. As runners on first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters up 8-0. Obrasky brings the pitch home. A fly ball down the left field line, reaching towards foul territory, and it bounces off towards the concourse off the seats, and it remains 0-2. Lulowitz not quite on that pitch, but got enough of the barrel on the bat. 0-2 count. Pitch on the way here. It's hit over to the right side of the field. Picked up, and the throw from second back on to first is in time. So it goes 4-3 in the books. And now one out in the top of the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth inning, I should say. Runner on second base and third base with one out. And this pitch is taken for a strike, as it looks like actually he went around on that. 0-1 count with one away. Rafters up 8-0 here. And this pitch is hit high and foul. Still an 8-0 lead for the Rafters. Trying to keep things rolling along here. They're feeling pretty good about their appearance. Jack Obrasky trying to work through the sixth. Got runners on second and third. 0-2 count on the way. It's outside for ball number one. 1-2 count. Cole Kosciuszko up at the plate. Kosciuszko, the left-handed hitting first baseman. Trying to get out of this one. 1-2 count. It misses a little bit low and inside and brings it back 2-2 the count. So a 2-2 count with runners on second and third. Coming home, it's outside for ball three. 3-2 the count. Kosciuszko, the first baseman for the Space Cows, trying to provide some runs here. The Rafters have, to this point, shut out Madison, but a chance to turn that around in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch on the way from Obrasky. It is fouled back. So Kosciuszko is staying alive up there. Runners on second and third. Pitch coming home. It misses low and inside for ball number four, and the bases are loaded. So Jack Obrasky facing a little bit of trouble here in the sixth inning. And Noah Sheffield up to the plate here. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Runners on every base. And an 0-1 count. On the way home, this one is hit over down the left field line, and it stays fair. Here comes one run. Here comes another. Running over to second base is Noah Sheffield, and he has a 2-RBI double. So big play there as Jack Obrasky, no longer scoreless over his streak. The streak ends here. And it brings up Tyler Smith. And Tyler Smith, the left-handed hitting catcher, has runners on second and third with one out. This pitch taken a little bit low and outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count with one out. The runner on third base is Cole Kosciuszko. That pitch taken for a ball and moves it to a 2-0 count. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. It's on the inside edge, called for a strike to bring it 2-1. And Rafters bullpen looks like Ashton Poole is getting warmed up over there. And this one is fouled down that left field line. And now a 2-2 count as Smith fouled it away. Cooper Malamazian is on deck. And the 2-2 count here gets a swing and a foul tip that pops out of the glove of Nick Adrian. Nearly brought it in, but couldn't quite hang on. So, still a 2-2 count. Runners on second and third. And one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 8-2 Wisconsin Rapids. But Madison has been putting together a little bit of a rally here. Jack Obrasky sends one home and misses it outside for ball number three. 3-2 the count. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Obrasky shrugs his shoulders, now brings it home on the full count, but misses inside, and that's ball number four. So once again, they are loaded. Cole Kosciuszko over there on third base, as Carson Hansen and Mikey Bell had scored earlier this inning on the 2-RBI double from Noah Sheffield. Tyler Smith over on first, Noah Sheffield on second, Cole Kosciuszko on third. The first pitch to Malamazian misses inside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. 0-2 in the game so far, Malamazian. Trying to make something happen for Madison, and that's in there for a strike. The Space Cows, they really struggled out the gates here, went down 8-0, but if we know anything, it's that baseball is never as it seems. Two runs by Madison already, a breaking ball here that somehow Malamazian's able to hold off on swinging. A nasty pitch from Jack Obrasky, and couldn't quite get the strike called. So a 2-1 count. One away, bases are loaded in the bottom of the sixth. 8-2, Wisconsin Rapids. That pitch on the inside edge called for strike number two. 2-2 the count. Jack Obrasky trying to work out of this. Pitch on the way from Obrasky is ripped over to shortstop, and it pops up out of the glove of Eric Parker and into left field. So it sends home a run, and it's now 8-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Madison starting to make a comeback here. Goes in the books as an error on Parker, E6. As Tyler Smith advances to second, Noah Sheffield goes to third, and Cole Kosciuszko comes home to score. And a mound visit here as Ashton Poole will come into the game for the Rafters, and Poole, right-hander, he's been utilized as the closer in a couple of other games, but I think that tells you the sense of urgency that Ziggy has on making sure that he goes to his guys who are hot. And so now, a new pitcher on for the Rafters, and Ashton Poole. Poole relieves Jack Obrasky. And Obrasky, his night is done after he went 1 1/3 innings, allowing 2 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned at the moment. 3 walks, no strikeouts, and he did not hit a batter with a pitch. No balks, and in terms of wild pitches, there were no wild pitches. He faced a total of 11 batters and did so on 37 pitches. So he turns it over to Ashton Poole, and Poole entering this game, it's a save situation by technicality. But anything that you go more than 3 innings and aren't on the line for the win would also be considered a save. So regardless of if the Rafters were up 15 or 20 runs at this point, then it would also still be a save situation if, of course, Poole were to have gone the necessary 3 innings. Always fun to talk about scoring. I'm enamored by baseball scoring. Always a lot of fun to kind of go over the minute details that not everyone gets to know. Things like winning pitchers and saves and earned runs. And, well, Ashton Poole, he comes into the game here. He does have a save on the season. Poole earned a save earlier in the year, and he's been used a lot kind of out of that closer role. He's 1-for-1 in save opportunities this season. No blown saves from him, but he comes into this game with the bases loaded. Rafters up 5 runs. It's 8-3 in the bottom of the sixth. And it's the new man stepping up to the plate, Dom Jacoby, who takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Jacoby, right-handed hitting second baseman, makes it a righty-righty matchup. And Poole stepping back, he brings it home, but misses just outside, and it rolls 2-0. Bases are loaded. One out in the bottom of the sixth, and this pitch misses inside and just barely misses Jacoby as he was able to dodge it and avoid the hit by pitch. So a 3-0 count. Poole looking to find the strike zone here. And what at this point has been a rough one. 3-0 count is in there, called for a strike. And, well, the Rafters had a great start from Drew Thompson. Thompson went 4 innings without allowing a run. Allowed just 2 hits and 3 walks while striking out 3 batters. Gave it off to Obrasky, and Obrasky had a good 5th inning, but that pitch misses inside from Poole, and a walk there scores a run. It's an RBI for Jacoby, his first of the game, and it makes it 8-4, 4-run game, and this is what I was saying earlier. You can't feel comfortable with any lead. Madison showing exactly why. It's a four-run game, and the tying runner now at the plate. Rafters led 8-0 in between the top and bottom half of the sixth. Pitch on the way, misses high from Poole for ball number one to Liam Moreno. Over on first base, Dom Jacoby. On second, Cooper Malamazian. On third, Tyler Smith. And scoring on the walk was Noah Sheffield, as Poole and Nick Adrian will have a discussion about the pitches that they're using. So a 1-0 count still. Bases are loaded once again. 8-4 here at Madison, and Ashton Poole, he has struggled out of the gates of the season, but his last few appearances, he's been really good. Hoping to keep that momentum as this pitch is fouled back and count moves to 1-1. Liam Moreno, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Space Cows. He's up at the plate. 1-1 count from Poole coming home, and with the bases loaded, here's the pitch. It is inside and high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And Moreno from St. Cloud State, batting .320 on the season. Pitch is a little low for ball number three. 3-1 count, and Poole trying to avoid allowing the run here. Over his last four appearances, Poole has allowed just one run over four innings. He's allowed four hits, no walks over that time with two strikeouts. Breaking ball is in. No, it's, I think, outside for ball number four, and that is a walk from Ashton Poole. Back-to-back walks that have driven in runs. And so Liam Moreno sends Dom Jacoby over to second, Cooper Malamazian to third, and Tyler Smith comes home to score. 8-5, go-ahead runner at the plate. Here's a fly ball towards deep right field. Kobayashi at the warning track adjusts, and it's out of here. Grand slam, Madison has taken the lead. A 9-run sixth inning as it comes up big for Mikey Bell. Grand slam to cap it off. Well, that's the Rafters' luck as of late. And it all comes together for Madison. Well, the explosive offense is here. They've arrived. They got a little bit of a late start. They don't usually play their games until 6:30, but now's about the time for batting practice, and they're playing like it, as it's now 9-8 in the bottom of the sixth, and Madison having no troubles here. Bases are empty with only one out in the bottom of the sixth. 9 runs to just one out for the Space Cows, and this is tough. I'll tell you that, as this pitch misses low for ball number two, and Ashton Poole struggling to find his spot here, and not a performance to remember. On the home run from Mikey Bell, three other batters came around to score. That pitch missing low, it's ball number three, a 3-0 count. Liam Moreno scores from third, Dom Jacoby scores from second, and Cooper Malamazian scores from third. 9-8 Madison in the bottom of the sixth. That pitch in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Carson Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Space Cows. 3-1 count is outside for ball number four, and that's the fourth base runner to reach against Ashton Poole. Puts a runner on first, still only one out, and Ziggy's going to have to go to a call to the pen. Jafet Martinez, he was warming up. He comes into the game, so Martinez in for Ashton Poole as Poole allows all four runners that he saw to reach base. And it's 9-8 Madison as we will take a quick break And we'll return with more Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, the home fans who stuck around are certainly happy as the Madison Mallards came back down 8-0 and scored 9 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. We're still in the sixth inning. It's the bottom of the sixth here, only one out and a runner on first base. And the new pitcher into the game for the Rafters is Jafet Martinez. Martinez takes over for Ashton Poole, as Poole, he only saw 4 batters in the game, but had to be taken out after the grand slam and another walk, and really just not his afternoon. And so, taking a look at his final line, 0 innings pitched, 3 runs allowed at the moment, all 3 were earned, 1 hit, 3 walks, no strikeouts, no hit batters, no wild pitches, 4 total batters faced on 16 pitches. Jack Obrasky's line is finished as well after the grand slam. He allowed 6 runs. 5 of them were earned over his 1 1/3 innings. One out hit is towards right center field on the run in center field. Diaz makes the catch. He'll throw it back in, but the runner retreats to first base. So, now 2 outs as it's 1 up, 1 down for Martinez. And it brings up Cole Kosciuszko to the plate for his 4th time of the game and hoping to reach base for the 4th time today. Kosciuszko is batting .600 on the season. He's 3-for-5 as he made his debut yesterday. First pitch to him misses away for ball number 1. It's a 1-0 count, and he is 1-for-1 today with a walk and a hit by pitch. His last time up was the walk that he came around to score on earlier in this 6th inning. Bottom of the sixth, it's 9-8 Madison. Rafters are still in it, but man, it hurts the way that it happened. That pitch is in there for strike number 1, and you're feeling good about things. You had the momentum, and then all of a sudden, poof, there it goes. 1-1 count with 2 away, runner on first base. And the runner taking off from first, throw down from Adrian. It takes a bounce, and it goes back into shallow center field. But Onyade is there to back it up. Eric Parker kind of got tripped up on it. Stolen base for Carson Hansen. And it brings up a 2-1 count for Kosciuszko with a runner on second and 2 away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Martinez looks back to second a couple times. Now brings it home, and the pitch is fouled down that first base line into the Rafters dugout. 2-2 count. Jafet Martinez trying to work through this. He looks back to second base. Pitch coming home. It is outside for ball number three, a 3-2 count. Noah Sheffield is on deck, and he had a big 2-RBI double earlier in the sixth inning. 9 runs already put up by the Space Cows. 9-8 ball game, and Martinez brings it home. Runner taking off from second, but Nick Adrian will just watch him take the bag as Cole Kosciuszko is over onto first base, his fourth time on today. Another stolen base from Carson Hansen, his second of the game, and brings up Noah Sheffield with runners on the corners. On the mound, Martinez brings it home, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one, and Noah Sheffield hoping to do some more damage. Already 2 RBIs in the game for him. He's 1-for-3. Grounded out 4-3 and popped out to second earlier in the afternoon. 0-1 count. Pitch on the way for Martinez. It's there for strike number two. And Jafet Martinez comes into the game trying to stop the momentum from Madison. Did issue a walk, but that walk is a rarity from him. He's been one of the better pitchers this season when it comes to issuing and limiting walks. Just 4 walks issued over 11 innings. 0-2 count on the way here is a fly ball towards center field. Chris Diaz there, but misjudged. He was stepping back. Now he has to run up on it, and he drops it. Diaz misjudged the ball in the air, so a run will come home to score. It's 10-8. Madison in the bottom of the sixth. A 10-run inning from the Space Cows after they were shut out entering this inning. It was 8-0 Rafters, and now 10-8. RBI single for Noah Sheffield. Cole Kosciuszko is on third base now. And coming home to score was Carson Hansen. First pitch is hit up the middle. It's off the glove of Martinez over to Parker. He'll try and throw it to first. It's in the dirt, and it gets away from Akko. So here comes one run. Another runner is rounding third. He's going to try and come home to score. The throw not in time, and 2 more runs. It's 12-8 Madison. They have scored all 12 runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Oh, man, there is not much you can say right now. Well, the Rafters, they're trying out there, but just not getting things to go their way. When you think that they got it, it takes an odd hop off the glove of the pitcher and makes a tough play. 2 runs came home to score there, and so an E6 on the play. And the pitch in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. Oh and one the count with 2 outs. Pitch coming home, and this one's hit towards deep left field on the run. Clayton, he's at the track, and that one's off the top of the wall. Just avoids a home run, and it's going to be an RBI double as Cooper Malamazian slides into second base. Nobody can stop this Madison team. They are hitting on everything. And they're about to go 3 times through the batting order as well if they keep this up. This will be the 17th batter of the inning. And it's back to the top of the card, Dom Jacoby. Man, the Rafters just not having a good time here. 13-8 in the bottom of the sixth. 13 runs in the sixth inning. That is, of course, a season high allowed by the Rafters. As that pitch is in there for strike number one to Dom Jacoby. Now, I would have to imagine that's the most in the entire Northwoods League in a single inning as well. 0-1 count with two away and the runner on second base. The pitch is in there for strike number two. Martinez trying to work out of it. And after feeling so good entering this frame, it's just gone all south. 13-8, man. It's hard to really believe it right now. 0-2 count. Runner on second base is Malamazian, and that is in there, called strike three. And finally, the Rafters are out of the inning. 13 runs come across to score on some total number of hits that I'll have to count up in between innings, because it's 13-8 when we come back. Rafters, they've got some work to do offensively here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And we bring you back into Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball here in the top of the seventh. Okay, if Madison can do it, so can we. They had to score 13 runs to come back into the game, and they did all of that in one inning. 13 runs in the bottom of the sixth. It's 13-8 here in the top of the seventh. Nick Adrian leads off for the Rafters, trying to get back on track. The Rafters had 9 batters up last inning. They had the offense to do it. Hey, if they keep their pace from the last two innings, the Rafters are going to be just fine. They'll have 17 runs by the end of the game. As this pitch misses low to Nick Adrian, it's a 2-0 count. 17 runs would certainly be more than 13, but your pitching has got to start finding its footing. 2-0 count on the way to Adrian, ripped down the third base line, but foul. It's a 2-1 count, and it feels very similar to that game against Wausau earlier, the one that was 4.5 innings long, but the Woodchucks scored 10 runs on the Rafters early in that game and pulled away in the second inning. That was after their offense had already been off to a hot start. Adrian down the left field line, but man, just a bit foul. Maybe a couple of inches. Could have been two bases. Instead, Adrian will step back into the batter's box with a 2-2 count. Adrian, Garcia, and Diaz, that's who's due up in the top of the seventh inning. 13-8 ball game. Well, at the very least, you can't make a comeback if you're leading the whole game. So that's one of the bright spots. If the Rafters want to make that comeback, they've been looking for their big comeback in recent games. They've nearly done it, and really all of them, and it's just that one step away from finishing it off. And the 2-2 count is a little outside for ball number three, and 3-2, and the entire crowd groaning right there as it wasn't called a strike. Adrian, 0-2 in the game. He walked his last time up, though, back in the sixth inning. Came around to score as well. Got a pair of strikeouts from earlier in the day. 3-2 count. This one's hit high down the right field line, but hooking foul, and it reaches out of play. Adrian seeing a lot of pitches here. And Jace Schuler still on the mound for Madison as he threw just five pitches back in that sixth inning. Allowed a single, but then got out of it. And this pitch in there, called strike three, and Adrian knew it. Started walking back to the dugout after taking that one. His third strikeout of the game, and brings up J.J. Garcia to the plate with one out and nobody ahead of him here in the top of the seventh inning. And J.J. Garcia, the right-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters, played the shortstop spot earlier in the season. Check swing here. It's on the outside edge, called for strike number one. And of those runs last inning, five of them were unearned, as there was an error there that could have, well, a couple of errors that could have recorded outs, and still kind of adding up all of them. And the Rafters, in the sixth inning alone, they allowed just five hits, but had two errors and a ton of walks, as this pitch misses low and outside, brings the count 1-2 to Garcia. And even still, they left one on base. So Madison, in the sixth inning, 13 runs, five hits, two errors, one left on base in that inning alone. Came back and took a five-run lead. Top of the seventh here, it's still 13-8. Garcia looking to be a base runner, sends one on the ground over to third base. Long throw, third over to first, but it's in time for out number two. 5-3 on the putout, and it brings us back to the top of the card for Chris Diaz. Oh, well, here's a way to get back on the fun side of the game. Chris Diaz has reached all four times so far today. Doing a great job in that leadoff spot. Left-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters. He's 3-for-3 in the game with an RBI, three runs scored, and two stolen bases. First pitch to him misses a tad outside for ball number one. Diaz will be followed by Mason Oñate. Hoping to see him this inning. The 1-0 count on the way to Diaz. It's inside for ball two. Diaz really showing a great game right now. And after that strong start to the year, you've kind of been waiting to see this Chris Diaz return. After a little bit of time, kind of in and out of the lineup, he looks ready to go. 2-0 count with nobody on and two away in the top of the seventh. Pitch here misses inside. It's 3-0 to Diaz. And Diaz did draw a walk back in the third inning. He had an RBI single his last time up, though. It was back in the sixth inning. He scored each of his last three times up. Takes one right down the middle for strike number one. Makes it a 3-1 count. On deck, Mason Oñate has also reached his last three times up and came around to score in two of those three times. This is a hot part of the order. 3-1 count is a little low and away for ball number four, and it's the fifth time Chris Diaz has reached. Mason Oñate up to the plate now, hoping to keep the inning alive. There's still two outs in the top of the seventh. But the Rafters offense had been really clicking in the sixth, and you really just got to wash away that bottom of the sixth inning. Pretend like it didn't happen, and you still got a shot in this game. It's a five-run game here. And the first pitch to Oñate is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Rafters have three innings left to do damage. Down five runs, I mean, that's certainly doable. Especially when the Rafters have put up some five-run innings relatively consistently every couple of games. 0-1 count, it's outside for ball number one. 1-1 count. Now, I'm not saying that you can expect a five-run inning here and there, but I'm saying it's certainly a possibility. Especially with the way that the Madison pitching has looked today, they have struggled against the Rafters. Everyone kind of feeling pretty good today, reaching base. 1-1 count to Onyade. It's fouled down that first base line and brings the count 1-2. The top three batters in the order, Diaz, Onyade, and Akko, have each reached their last two times. Diaz all five times this game. Onyade each of the last three times. And Akko, both on a pair of walks, his last two plate appearances. So good spot in the order. 1-2 count on the way to Onyade. Runner taking off, but it's fouled away. And Diaz, a good base stealer. We've already seen it this game with two stolen bases. Trying to put himself into scoring position. Onyade already has a hit this game. He had an RBI back in that sixth inning. That sent home J.J. Garcia. Rafters scored two runs in the third, three in the fifth, and three in the sixth. Still down five runs here in the top of the seventh. 1-2 count as Schuler takes his time on the mound, but misses this pitch low and outside for ball two. Diaz thought about going for a second as it got away from Tyler Smith, but not far enough for Diaz to go on. So still a 2-2 count with two outs. Looking to bring it home, Schuler has it in his glove and sits with 1 second left on the pitch clock. He gets a pop fly towards the left side of the infield, out reaching towards foul territory, and it's just into the crowd and not able to be played by the Space Cows third baseman, Mikey Bell. Well, foul ball from Onyade as he will see his seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. Hoping to keep the inning alive. Rafters down five. They're going to need to start putting some runs together. Top of the seventh inning, it's a 2-2 count with two away and a runner on first. Runner taking off from first. It's a ground ball towards third. It's a soft grounder, barehanded and not able to be picked up as trying to make a play was Mikey Bell. If he had fielded that with his glove, it would have been tough to get Onyade. So not sure if that was really an option. The barehander probably the only way to get an out, and that the least of your worries versus a raring error on the throw over there. So sends Chris Diaz over to second base as Mason Onyade is on to first with an infield single. That's his second hit of the game. Runners on first and second with two outs, and the right-handed hitting first baseman Madden Akko up at the plate. Righty-righty matchup. Akko versus Schuler, and the first pitch here is fouled off the foot. Bring the count 0-1, and Akko his last two times up. He drew a walk. Came around to score back in the fifth inning as well. He is 0-1 in the game, though. He grounded out 6-3 in the first, and it was a sack bunt in the third inning. 0-1 count with two away. Runners on first and second in the top of the seventh. Pitch comes home, and it's a breaking ball that drops below the zone for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Rafters going to be heading back home tomorrow. However, they've got a game later tonight still to play against Madison and Space Cows for both games. 1-1 count. Coming home, it is sent over to third base, and it's not fielded cleanly, and the throw over to first is way in the dirt. Not going to be in time either way. It's an E5 to load the bases for the Rafters. Well, even with the error, the Rafters still yet to score this inning, but they have a big opportunity with their cleanup man stepping up to the plate. Cleanup batter Eric Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop, who's committed to play at the University of South Carolina. And Parker on the game. He is 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Both came on that 2 RBI single in the third inning, hoping for another big one. This pitch misses. No, it hits the inside edge on the breaking ball for strike number one. That one was right on the corner. A great pitch from Jay Shuler. Now an 0-1 count with two away and the base is loaded. Rafters down 5. You need to make something happen here, it feels like. 0-1 count right there, called for strike number two. Parker down to his last strike here in the 7th inning. Shuler trying to get out of the inning without further damage. He already has one complete inning after coming in for the final out of the 6th. Trying to stay scoreless on his line, though. 0-2 count, pitch on the way home. It's outside to bring it 1-2. I feel like you see that a lot, though. On 0-2 counts, a lot of times, pitchers get a little anxious for it, and they miss that pitch. But also, not just that, they're trying to locate their best spot, which a lot of times is a little more aggressive, more risky.